Okay, these are being recorded, so if you missed the first one, you can listen to it if you go to the church website there, and you can click on it, and you can listen to the sharing we had regarding the burden of this training and also the first lesson. Very happy about this first lesson. I believe the Lord is very concerned about our time with Him.
Amen.
Do you guys remember my parting words? I left you with two words, dude.
Personal.
Amen. Personal revival. Okay, some of you got it. I think it would be a help and an encouragement to everyone if there can be some testimonies right now, just a few, and just share with us some of your successes, if you had any. But what helps us the most is our failures. When we share our failures, like her brother did, that helps us the most. I guess I can start. You know, this matter of morning revival, to be successful, to learn the secret at it, is we really have to go to bed early. Really have to go to bed early, and we have to plan our next morning. We have to plan to spend that time with the Lord in the morning. If we go to bed late, we'll just wake up. Our kids will wake us up. Our things will, work will come in. It's a very busy time. I just appreciate that point, is that this is something that we're not just going to learn over 1 week, but we do want to spend, you know, these remaining time, these months, to just practice and learn this one thing. So please, if anyone, I just want to hear some of your testimony. Anyone, please, any questions, any...
You want us to stand or sit?
Anyone who can feel free to stand or sit, any enjoyment they had, any failure they had, any questions you have, please feel free to share.
I always have lots of failures, so I'll stand up first. And it's real short. So one thing I did do this week, every time I picked up my morning revival and started to do my regular thing, I stopped.
Yeah.
And I thought, wait a minute, I here I go, reading, and not touching the Lord. And I think the word last week really hit me that you can't just read the morning revival. That's just not why we're being asked, encouraged to read the morning revival. It's because we want to touch the Lord. So yeah. I worked on that every time, is wanting to, I prayed and call on the Lord and did different things, but I tried not to do the same thing that I've been doing for a long time. Yeah. So I failed in that. I figured out that I was doing the wrong thing by just sitting there and reading. Yeah. So anyway, I don't know if I'll find that as a little encouraging.
Amen.
The matter of using the morning revival, you know, I've heard it, you know, talked about as a crutch. You know, you use it as your crutch, but, you know, the brother said, don't even pick up your morning revival until you've touched the Lord. And I don't know about you, but I was thinking I was not touching the Lord at pretty much every time, you know. Today I got me a chair in my bathroom, you know, because my house is a little busy. I just sat there on top of the chair to, I mean, like a chair, a bar stool, and locked the door so I could try to spend time alone, because there was some place either in the ministry this week that said, you know, we need to go to our private place and, you know, spend that time with the Lord and away from others. So thank the Lord that we can touch Him and experience Him. And I don't even know how. Mm-hmm. But the two morning revivals, my grandson threw it in the bathtub. And it got soaked with water. So I couldn't use it, you know. Had to dry it out. Then the other morning revival of my wife, it got lost somewhere. So I had no way to, you know, even utilize them. So I had to, you know, basically go to the Lord without, you know, using them.
Well, my experience is waking up in the morning and saying, okay, Lord, I'm not going to do morning revival with the girls, so why should I do morning revival here?
Dude.
But then something within says, you can do it twice. So I get the morning Bible and I just go, oh Lord Jesus, oh Lord Jesus, oh Lord Jesus. And I start reading. I said, gosh. And then the phone rings. For my morning Bible, to answer the phone. So it's like the Lord saying, I come first before anything. Mm-hmm. So one day I did listen to the Lord. I turned, I said, Lord Jesus, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you for this morning, Lord. Thank you that I have you to turn to.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, I want a pure heart just for you, Lord.
Amen.
I don't want a heart for the world, Lord. I want a pure heart for you.
Amen.
Just for you, Lord. So at that time, all these things started coming to my mind. I just started confessing. I said, Lord, shine your light in every dark corner of my being.
Amen.
I mean, I had never done such a confession like that time.
Amen.
I said, Lord Jesus, I said, this is what it means to do your confession. You know, truly confess yourself. And I remember reading that when we come to the Lord's table, we have to have a true confession with the Lord to cleanse ourselves and come, you know, in a way to be able to take His table, take the bread, and take Him.
Amen.
So I experienced that, and this is why I said that day was when I told the girls, you know, we need to sing some hymns.
Amen.
Because somehow I just felt kind of dead, you know, when we would meet. So that's our problem, you know.
Jesus.
You gotta put that phone aside. Gotta hide it somewhere or just ignore it. That's
mine. I appreciated the fellowship very much on not touching the morning revival, because I couldn't touch it many times. And I feel in the morning I couldn't touch it right away. I couldn't just jump into it, but rather that I wanted to open myself to the Lord, you know. And anyway, then on Monday, that very first verse that opened was, in Hosea, it says, I am now luring you, and I will bring her into the wilderness, and I will speak to her heart. And then he talks about giving, I will give her vineyards from there in the valley of Achor as a door of hope.
Wow.
And I thought, there is still a door of hope, you know.
Amen.
We the Lord is opening a door. And then I was reminded of Song of Songs, where he talks about, I will put my left hand is on your head, my right hand embraces you. Just, you know, he's here to affectionately touch us and be so personal with us. Anyway, this encouraged me. And then of course he spoke later and says, I will betroth you to myself. I will betroth you in righteousness, justice. And I will betroth you to myself in faithfulness. So I appreciate that the Lord is really faithful to us, even in this kind of training, and faithful to turn us to Him, the text, not just to the knowledge, but turning to Him.
Amen.
And I feel, though I still feel like I'm a failure as far as morning revival, I don't feel that day by day it's, I still feel too dry, but I appreciate the perfecting. The Lord is still here perfecting us, and so this morning, eventually, I realized the part of morning revival is to touch our conscience, right? Is that our conscience would be open to Him, and we would be able to confess, not just that we exercise to be in the truth, exercise, but that He has access to our conscience and our heart.
Yes.
And so I appreciate it very much this morning, just one, through one verse, a lot of confession.
Mm-hmm.
Through one verse, more confession. Through one verse, more, it was just one verse that just said, I complained about this, I murmured this. I was unhappy about this. But then you just feel like this is what the Lord wants to show
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
And He wants to then have access in us.
Amen.
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 Last week, a verse came to me when the brothers were sharing. It says, the Lord said something that was very touching. He says, you search the scriptures, thinking in them you may find eternal life, but you won't come to me. This morning, that verse came back to me. I got up this morning. I started reading morning revival, kind of like a routine thing. Like we do. But within me, I had no desire to read anything. And then I recalled what we shared last week. Come to me.
Amen.
That is the most crucial thing that we can do, is to come to Him.
Amen.
And receive the enjoyment of Him. And then I found that when I called on His name and I prayed a little bit and I touched Him, then I was able to go back to the morning revival and read. And then the morning revival was an enjoyment to me. But before I touched the Lord, it was just, you search the scriptures thinking you're going to find eternal life. But when we come to Him, the morning revival becomes a different book. Because we're reading in His presence and enjoyment. I remember years ago, was reading a book, and it just all went here. And the next day, I started reading the same book again. But it was an enjoyment. And I thought, am I reading the same book? And I looked at the cover of the book, to see if it was the same one I've been reading. And it was. And I said, well, why is it so? It's because I was touching the Lord. So our routine, it's very easy just to get into a routine, getting up in the morning and reading and doing our thing and then go back to our daily living, whatever it may be. But to me, that's like eating, somebody said, I think a week or two ago, about eating, having a cup of coffee and a donut for breakfast, Just get it in. Eat it as fast as you can, get it down, and then just go on. But to have a proper meal and enjoy the Lord in a proper way, we need to spend time. We need to stop everything and just focus on touching Him. And then it's altogether a different morning.
Amen.
So I'm glad that the Lord is reminding us we need to come to Him.
Amen.
That we may have life.
Can I borrow your book, Alan?
Oh, you sure can.
I think a lot of, there's a few that shared, our routine is this book. We open it, we read it, and that's it, right? We did our morning revival. We did it.
Amen.
But all we did is we got some points in our head. Did not touch the Lord. So the burden is to be personally revived. And that revival starts in the morning. So I have a new word for you, a personal revival morning. We will continue to practice in this. I believe all the sharing this morning was very helpful to every one of us. Another word that was mentioned was the clearing of the conscience. You know, sometimes we're going to mention, you know, what to do first in the morning for those who, you know, who want to practice this. But sometimes, you know, the first step, of course, we need to exercise our spirit.
Yeah.
That we can't exercise our mind. We shouldn't exercise our mind. But we need to touch and exercise our spirit. And how do we do that? We do that by calling on the Lord's name. We have to call on the Lord's name in the morning. We should call on the Lord's name in the morning. This is like a deep breathing. However, we may also find that our calling is dry. It's just we just can't seem to get through. Like our sister Marcelina shared. So by the inner sense, there was an inner sense, an inner conviction that she had to clear up some things. The Lord was shining, and she didn't hide from the light, but she welcomed the light, and she entered into the confession, the clearing of the conscience. Whatever the Lord touched her in her conscience, she confessed that. And maybe the Lord will bring you to another item. I like to read something from Numbers, Numbers 21:18. I'll just kind of paraphrase it. There we saw that it mentions the nobles and the leaders. They were to dig. They were to dig the well. There was a well there, but the well, over time, dirt and rocks got into the well and it clogged it. They did some striking things there. They actually, when they were digging, they had a song.
Yeah.
It's, they say in the preceding verse 17, that they spring up, O well, as they're digging with their staff and their scepters.
Yeah.
Spring up, O well, spring forth.
Yeah.
So what really encouraged me there was that. Each one of us, there's a well within each one of us. Because the Lord, as the Spirit, has been installed in our spirit. He is there as the source of the living waters. So we need to come to that source every morning. And so we have to come to our spirit, because the Lord is one spirit with our spirit. However, there, because we are up in the earth and we have many failures, I'd like to read this little sentence here. You know, we may not have a pure conscience, but the Lord's blood is ready to cleanse us if we simply confess all failures, defects, wrongdoings, shortcomings. The Lord will forgive us and cleanse us. So all these failures that we have, defects that we have, wrongdoings that we have, shortcomings we have, they need to be dug out. They need to be, the barrier has to be removed. So that this well that's installed in our spirit can spring forth as a rivers of many waters. Oh Lord. Okay, so Christian revival occurs in the morning. Yeah, Christian revival occurs in the morning. So I also enjoyed Lamentations 2:22. There we, it's a very famous verse. Jeremiah, he contacted the Lord every morning. It's, I'll paraphrase that verse as well. It talks about the Lord's loving kindness, that we are not consumed. Sorry, what did I say? Yes, Lamentations 3:22 and 23. The Lord's loving kindness, that we are not consumed. For his compassions do not fail, and they are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. So every morning indicates that Jeremiah was one who contacted the Lord every morning. He contacted the Lord every morning. And also he received the word regarding his loving, God's loving kindness, compassions, and faithfulness. So those two matters really touched me with Jeremiah, is that every morning he contacted the Lord, and he was able to receive the word. He received the word of the God's loving kindness, compassions, and faith, and his faithfulness. So, Lord Jesus. So, every 24 hours there is a morning, in God's natural law, there's a morning time. There's a new day. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. There is a new day. Tomorrow morning, after I sit down, go to sleep and wake up, I need to be reminded there is a new day. You know, saints, please pray for us here. This is not easy. This is not easy to speak before you in these crucial matters. I'm really, really short of the utterance here, but very burdened. I'm very burdened that I myself and we would practice this time with the Lord in the morning. God's natural law, everything has an end, everything has a beginning. And our Lord is so compassionate that every 24 hours there's a new day. A new day for what? A new day for us to be anxious? No. A new day for us to make money? And no. A new day for us to contact the Lord. A new day for us to contact him in a fresh way, to experience him in a new way. Amen. Not in a dead way, not in an old way. So it has to do with our practice. Our practice has become rigid. Our practice has become routine. So we're just here learning how to convey this, how to enter into this. So please pray for us. Stand with us. Lord Jesus. Okay, lost my train of thought. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Proverbs, wonderful verse, 4:18 says, the path of the righteous will shine brighter and brighter. So as I mentioned, you know, we've just become so routine in our time with the Lord in the morning that if we consider, you know, the past 5 years, has our path, you know, this is the path of a normal Christian.
Yeah.
Every Christian should have this path because it's the provision that God gave to us, mm-hmm. that we ourselves would become persons brighter and brighter and brighter until the full day.
Amen.
So just, you don't have to answer, but just consider your own condition, the past year, the past month. Am I one that is walking in this way of, is my being brighter? Is my being becoming brighter and brighter by this contacting the Lord every morning? By us being personally revived. So just as the dawning of the sun, so should our Christian life be. It should always be brighter and brighter.
Yeah.
You know, it shouldn't be darker and darker and darker. But that's why it's very important about this digging. This, you know, going back to that verse in Numbers, it talks about the nobles and the leaders. They took the lead to dig. So we, in a sense, we need to take the lead to enjoy the Spirit.
Yeah.
We need to take the lead to enjoy the Spirit. Don't take the lead to give your opinion. It is most precious to be those. You know, when I see Alan and he's taking the lead to speak forth the Spirit, that's very encouraging.
Amen. Yes.
Or when I see, you know, Brother James, you know, taking the lead to take Christ as his forgiveness, that's taking the Spirit. And that's very precious, Lord. So, Brother David will give us, sorry, David.
Too much time.
It's good. Amen, saints. So again, this family training, the brothers here, we're helpers. We're not teachers. We're not experts. We're not professionals being paid to teach or to give messages. But we're all endeavoring together in this matter. And your experience will be our experience. And our experience will be your experience. And we can learn from each other in the things that work, the things that don't work. You know, we're here together, going on together. And I feel the Lord really wants to deepen our relationship with Him. And He wants us to know Him in such an intimate way with regards to the offerings we see. There's so many aspects that still we haven't experienced yet. I haven't experienced yet. And I look forward to that experience as I continue in the Lord in my Christian life, in church life. So we're starting with something very simple. But even something so simple, the Lord is working on me and the Lord is working on Gerald and all the other brothers in this matter of spending time with Him in the morning. Right? And this word morning that brother shared is so important. Right? Why is the morning so important? It's, well, when we first wake up, right, it's very quiet usually, unless you live in a big city. I used to live in a big city. It's loud because there's cars and people outside. But for the most part, when you wake up, it's a new beginning. It's a new beginning. So what do we do with that new beginning? How we start that day will dictate for the most part, how our day will progress. Right? If we start the day with the Lord, then there's a good possibility that during the day, we will continue with the Lord. I'm not saying it'll be perfect. Oftentimes, I get distracted during the day, and something happens, and the Lord reminds me that my being is not set on Him. And then I can turn myself back. It says, whenever the heart turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
Amen.
So what do we do in the morning? Right? How do we spend our time with the Lord in the morning? Right? This is, spending time with the Lord in the morning is should be very normal.
Amen.
But how do we do it? Right? And this is something we're all practicing. Again, I'm not an expert, but we're just here endeavoring together. So in the matter of the morning, I was just considering another example. I like to use examples. And I like to use my wife as an example. I don't know why, but I realized that in the past few weeks, there's been instances where during the day, she would be talking to me, or I'd be talking to her. And then she would ask me, do you know what I'm talking about, or are you listening? And I said, yes, I'm listening. But actually, I was doing something while I was listening.
Multitasking.
I was multitasking. And I did hear what she was speaking, but I was doing other things. I was multitasking. So my attention was divided. And she was not happy until I can put everything aside and just sit down and just be with her and listen to what she had to say. And at that point, I realized that's how our Lord wants us to be with Him in the morning. Everything has to be put aside. Everything. Even the things that are good, even the things that are related to the church, everything has to be put aside. And our being has to be directed toward Him. And even if it means 1 minute, even if we can't spend 20 minutes with the Lord, we do have a minute. We do have 30 seconds. But even 30 seconds of that kind of attention with the Lord means so much to Him.
Yeah.
And the Lord can do so much with just 30 seconds of, Lord, here I am. Everything else is put aside.
Amen.
I'm just with You right now. Only You matter for these next 30 seconds. And you're just with the Lord.
Amen.
And you may not have much to say. You may not have much to pray. But you're just with the Lord. I think a lot of times with my wife, I just tell her, I'm just happy to be with You. I don't have much to say right now. There's not much dialogue going on. But I'm just so happy to just be with her in her presence. So that's how the Lord is with us. He just wants us to be in His presence. And He may say something, He may expose us of something, but He may not. And it's okay if it's just quiet, nothing's going on, and it seems like He's not there, right? Sometimes Esther will tell me, I don't know if He's there. It seems like no one's there. No one's talking to me. Sometimes I feel the same way. I'm just there. I feel like, is God there? No one's talking to me. But actually, the more we practice this, the more we realize that there is a God who lives in our spirit and who is with us. In Romans, it says, the Word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. Right? So the Lord, today, as the Spirit, is embodied in the Word, in the Bible. And we can take the Word by means of all prayer and petition. That's what it says in Ephesians. So what we can do, if the Lord leads us, is to open the Word and to take a verse and to use that verse as our prayer. So, for example, you can try this week if you haven't tried it yet, but Genesis, right in the beginning, there's a verse, Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God. So if you haven't tried this in your time with the Lord, just take those few words, in the beginning, God, these four words, and just use it as a prayer. Lord, you are my beginning. Lord, I would like to take you as my beginning. Lord, I'm about to start a new project at work. Lord, be my beginning. Lord, I'm about to begin this, a new stage of my life. Lord, be my beginning. So there's a lot of different ways to pray. There's not a formal statement that we have to make. But the important part is that we just are before the Lord and we open ourselves fully to Him. We direct our being to Him, even if it's for 30 seconds or a minute. He just wants that time in the morning with Him. And I was also reminded of John 4 as I was considering this portion about spending time with the Lord. When the Lord Jesus, he went to Sychar to meet a woman at this well, this Samaritan woman. And I was just considering, why didn't he meet her in the city? He had to go outside of the city to the well to meet her. Out of all the places where the Lord could have met this Samaritan woman, he met her outside of the city. And no one else was there, right? At that time of day, of course. And I was just touched because that's how the Lord wants to be with us. So especially in the morning, the Lord wants to spend a secret time with each one of us. And in Matthew, the Lord Jesus said, right, we can pray to the Father in secret, and the Father who sees in secret will hear us. So again, this is all referring to our morning time with the Lord. And there's a lot of different ways that we can practice. And there's not one method, there's not one prayer that we're prescribing, that we're giving as a instruction. But in your time, practice. Sometimes it feels like you're groping. You're trying to try something and it doesn't work. And so you try something else, it might not work. But you just keep practicing until there's something that touches you. A lot of times that's my experience in the morning. I'm just trying something and then I'll try something else and I'll try something different. Because I'm seeking the Lord's face, right? And in Psalms, David who says that he anticipated the dawn, right? So he was just there waiting. The Lord, when is the Lord coming? When is the Lord here yet? You know, so anticipating. So, amen, saints. We're here all going on together in this matter of spending time with the Lord in the morning. And if you have any difficulty or any need to fellowship or have more, to have a companion maybe, feel free to reach out to another brother or another sister in this matter. I've found that when I was first starting to spend time with the Lord, I had a lot of trouble. And I did not know how to go on in this matter. And I think the Lord sovereignly placed another brother or two brothers with me so that I can have morning time with the Lord. So what the sister was sharing about praying with another sister, that might be a way to help if you're having some trouble spending time with the Lord in the morning. But again, we're all here endeavoring to practice. And the Lord, I believe the Lord will really honor and bless your time with Him. You know, it might not be an extravagant experience with the Lord, But every time that we're with the Lord, something of His life gets infused into us.
Right.
And you might not see it, you might not feel it, but over time, that accumulation of life that's been infused into you is expressed.
Mm-hmm.
And people will be able to notice.
Yeah.
So praise the Lord, the Lord has given us this way so that we can practice and go on together.
Amen.
In the matter of spending time with the Lord in the morning.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Okay, so what we're going to do it differently. So the announcement.